Omar Rakana, Kanaim Sheogdon Tzrichin Roy, who were bringing a riot to the first Shita. Now, even though he yes the Kasha, we're still bringing a riot to the first Shita. Kanaim reads, Sheogdon, if they're bunched together, Tzrichin Roy. Then we're afraid the fire doesn't catch on to it so well. You have to have rove of the Kanaim caught fire before Shabbos. Lo Yogdon, if you didn't bunch them together before Shabbos, in Tzrichin Roy. Then a little bit caught fire, Zicha burn well by itself. You don't worry about it. Garinam Tzrichin Roy. Garinam pits by itself needs Roy. Nostan Bechoislois, but if you put bunch them together, ain't Tzrichin Roy. So according to this Girsa, half is a riot each one of them. Hey, by Kanim, bunched is no good, but by Garina we have a riot to what last one said, that Garina pits, when they're bunched together, then it'll burn better. Moratoni Rabbi Yosef, Avo Meduris ain't Tzrichin Roy. There are four type of fires that burn very well. You don't have to have row of it caught fire before Shabbos, because once a little bit caught fire, we now Marazicha burn well the rest of Shabbos. Shel Zef is tar, v'shel Gofer is sulfur, v'shel Gvina. Some are gerus Gvina, v'shel Modna, what Gvina has to achieve. The other ones are gerus v'shel Kira, it means wax. V'shel Revav, also a type of v'shem and type of an oil. And these things burn very well, so if a little bit caught fire before Shabbos, we're not afraid you'll play around with it on Shabbos. Tanya, av shel kas v'shel Gavva. Who are them if you have straw and hay? If a little bit caught fire before Shabbos, the zicha burn well. You don't have to worry about rov shukat before Shabbos. There's no gzeri, you'll make it burn better. Hey, a little one spark catches on, the whole thing burns up. Amr Rabbi Yechlin, Eitzin Shabovel et Tzrichim Roiv. Right, so the wood of Bovel is very, it burned very well, so that wood also didn't need Roiv before Shabbos. Maskel Rabbi Yosef, Mahi, what wood about Bovel is so geschmack? Well, what kind of wood we're talking about? Ilay Misilta, if you want to say Silta, Sadrashi Silta, Liacha Shosim Eitzim Dakim, where Bovel Neugen came. Silta is like a small pieces of wood, that's all, like toothpicks. For the Gemara, why is that good? Hashta psila, madach the wick itself. When you have a wick, a psila, that you put into the shemen, now when you light the wick before Shabbos, Omar Ula said, hamadlech tzor sheyadlik beroiv hayoytze. That before Shabbos, when you light the wick, you have to make sure rove of the wick caught fire before Shabbos. Obezoi madach on a wick, you need right before Shabbos, silta mi boi, obezoi stama, or like a toothpick. A small piece of wood, you should also have to have rove to burn before Shabbos. It's not going to be better than the wicks itself. Hello, Rav Yosef, sucha the arza. That's between the bark of the eras of the palm tree and the tree itself. There's like strings of hair there, like tamarash, she says. Sucha the arza. Yovish is very dry. Vedak. Viesh kimin tamar, this type of a wool there, like ven klipaliates, between the bark of the tree and the wood itself. And that burns very, very well. So it doesn't mean wood. It means like this tzemer, this type of a wool that's in between, that catches fire very easily. It's also some mushablazra, it's also some type of a hay that burns very, very easily. So something that burns very, very easily, that if it's caught fire before Shabbos, that's enough. By wood though, you have to make sure that rov hakef and rov uvav caught fire before Shabbos. Had an alach, you see us a shams. Coffee and beans. The Mishnah says, Dama madlikim, Ovama rei madlikim. What can you light with to mechaim the mitzvahs near Shabbos, and what you're not allowed to use to light with? Is a madlikim. These things you can't use to be the wicks to light for the Ner Shabbos. Is a madlikim loy v'lechesh v'loy v'choysim. So the first things Rashi says right away, the Gemara will explain what these things are. These are type of wicks you use. We'll see what it is. You shouldn't use them for Shabbos. V'loy v'kloch, another type of a wick. V'loy v'psilas ha'idun, another type of a wick. V'loy v'psilas ha'midbar, not a wick that comes from the midbar. That's like seaweeds. We'll see that it grows on the, something on the bottom of the ship that's in the ocean. You shouldn't use that stuff to be the wick. Now, the next to the rest of the mission is talking about the shemen, different type of oils you shouldn't use to use for oil. Because the mala near Shabbos was made out of a wick and the oil underneath it. Is veloy bezefres, you shouldn't use tar, pitch, veloy beshava, not with wax. So this type of wax means where you have a piece of wax that's in place of the shemen. And we'll see in the Gemara. And then you want to put a little psila in the wax on top, that's no good. V'loy b'shemen kik, not with oil that comes from kik. V'loy b'shemen tzreifa, and not with shemen that's toyin tzreifa. And we'll see in the Gemara, that's about shemen truma, that's tomei, that there's a mitzvah to burn it. So the loch is you're not allowed to burn it on Shabbos or on Yontif. Therefore, you can't use the shemen to mekayim the mitzvah. V'loy b'shemen tzreifa. V'loy ba'aliyo, and not with the tail, that's the fat of the tail of a behemoth. V'loy b'chelev, and not with fats mamish. These things you can't use for the shemen, for the oil pot. Nochem ha'modi oimer madlikim b'chelev mevushel. Nochem ha'modi says, no, if the chelev, if the fat is cooked, then it's easier to burn with, then you could use it for the shemen for near Shabbos. V'chomem oimerim, no, echad mevushel, whether the chelev, the fat, is cooked up. V'yechad she'enim mevushel, whether it's not cooked up, is a madlikim boy. Still, these things you can't use for the shemen. I will see in the Gemara the reason is because the wick, the fire doesn't come up nicely out of the shemen. So we're afraid either it will go out, or else we're afraid it will start flickering back and forth the fire, and you're going to go try and fix it on Shabbos. So Xavier, you shouldn't come to fix it on Shabbos, you shouldn't use these shmonim or these psilos to be mekayim the mitzvah near Shabbos. So Trashi, Bamem Adlikim, Laso is psilo to make the wick. Kol hani demas nisim forsh b'gemaris. All these cases in the Mishnah, the Gemara will explain what type of wicks they are. Loi b'zefes, loi b'shavo. So Rashi lav l'inyan psila. We're not talking about now the wicks anymore. You don't use pitch or you don't use wax for the wicks. Elo says b'mokim shemen. Now we're talking about using these things instead of oil. V'chol hani mizefes ve'elach psula shemonim hein. Here's the rest of the Mishnah. After zefes, it's talking about psulei shemen, that the shemen is, you can't use these things for the shemen. Now the Gemara will explain all the cases. So the first case was, ein madlikim loy belechesh. What's called lechesh is like the Gemara, leches shuchod arzo. That's the piece of a cedar tree, a piece of wood from the cedar tree. Freti Gemara, shuchod arzo eit bi'almu. That's a piece of wood. Hapshita, you don't use a wood for wick. To use a wick, you use either a piece of cotton, a piece of cloth. You don't use a piece of wood for a wick. And for the Gemara, the armenisa the ispe. It's between the bark and the wood of the tree. There's like armenisa type of fibers there, type of cotton there. So it's the cotton that comes out of the cedar tree. To use that cotton, you can't use for the wicks. So Trashi eats balmahu upshita de loychazi lepsile elalamdura. You can't use the bark, case of a cedar tree, for a psila. That's only used to make a big fire, but not to use it for the wicks. Armenisa trashi kimin semer, type of cotton is there, a wool. Yesh ben klipos eliyetsi, between the bark and the eights of the tree, this type of semer there. So the chiddush is that semer you shouldn't use would be the psila of ner shabbos. That's lechesh. Vayta v'loy b'choysin, you shouldn't use choysin. So the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yosef Nu'urei Shel Pishtin. It means weak pieces of flax. You shouldn't use the weaker parts of flax. You shouldn't use. Omar Le'Abaya that the Abaya name His Chosin doesn't mean Nu'urei Shel Pishtin. For Aksiv the Pasuk says For Hoya HaChosin Nu'urei's His the Chosin will turn in to become Nu'urei's. Michlal the Chosin Lav Nu'urei'su. As Yeshayo was talking about the Klolos, what will come to Klal Yisrael, that the strong people will come out to be weak people. So Chosin will turn into be a Nuros. Mash Mestam Chosin is not a Nuros. So how can we say in the Mishnah, when it says Chosin, it means Nuros of Pishtin? El Omer Abaya Kitna. No, Chosin doesn't mean the weaker part of flax. It means good pieces of flax. But the Dayik, you chopped up this flax, for lein ofetz, you didn't comb it out. Since you didn't comb out the flax, so the flax doesn't burn so good. You can't use it for a psila. If you use a psila, it's only if you want to use flax. It has to be combed out flax. Then it'll hop on the fire, it will become good. But if it's not combed out, it's no good. Because Yeshayo says the chosin will turn into be nurus. Masha, right now it's not there. Now, pshat in the Mishnah, what does chosin mean? Kitna type of flax. The dayik was chopped off for loinofetz. The chivon loinofetz, since you didn't comb out this flax before Shabbos, ain't shemen nimshach achrav. You can't use this to be the wick. because the shem and the oil doesn't go through this wick well. Nurus means the weaker part of it. This is what Shayo said. Pishtin hachazik, the strong pishtin yahafak lenurus, kolaymar, hagibar yiyacholish. The strong people become to be weak people. So the kids, chosin means the pieces of flax that wasn't combed out. For loy biklach, next thing is you can't use a cloch. You can't use a cloch. Omar Shmuel, she'altinu l'chol nechusi yomah. He asked all the sailormen, what does kloch mean? The Amri Kulcha Shemei. We call it Kulcha. What is that? We still don't know. Rabbi Yitzchak Baziri Yoma Gushkura. He called it Gushkura. So Drashi Gushkura, Psoile Shomeshi. That's the bad parts of silk. When you have silk, you have bad parts, the psoilus of the meshi. Ha also Kikoiv, made like hats. Vu Beis Atalas, the place where the worms are. V'korim loy pula v'noif tenoisoin, and they comb it out. V'tova, they spin it up. V'yosim men of beged, you make begodim from this type of silk. V'yosalas is a men of psila, but you can't use this silk to be the wicks for the Ner Shabbos. K'diyama v'chol psule psilas, because what's the reason for all these bad wicks that you can't use? The masnisin sho'or misachseches behem. When you use this for the wick, the or jumps back and forth with these wicks. Kofetzes v'nefsekes. It jumps and come out, looks like it's going out. V'yena shel heves emedesim koimoy. The flame doesn't come straight out of these wicks. It flicks back and forth. So either we're afraid they'll go out in the middle of Shabbos, and you'll have Yesudah without a Ner Shabbos, or else we're afraid you go to play around to try and fix it. So these wicks you can't use. So kloch means the bad part of silk. Ravin Vabaya have a yasvi kaima the Rav Noi. Ravin Abaya was sitting in front of Rav Noi Nechemya, ach for the Resh Galusa. He was the brother of Resh Galusa. Chazio the have a lovish mitachzicha. He saw he was wearing some silk clothing. Trashi lovish osim yaisa klach. Made out of this silk, that's the clothing he was wearing. Omale Ravam Abaya, so Ravam told Abaya, Hainu Kloch, this is cloth that says now Mishnah, Titanan. Omale, he answered back, no. Anan, Shiro Pandino Karinale. I call it Shiroi Pandino. Trashi, Shiroi means Me'il, Ho'osu Me'ikri Hameshi. This is not the bad silk, this clothing comes from the good silk, so it's not the cloth of the Mishnah. It's mil ha'osu me'ikar ha'mesh. It comes from the good part of the silk. And the Mishnah, kol ma'kloch, means the bad part of the silk. Meisvei, have a kash on you. Ha'shiroyim v'ha'klach v'ha'srikin chayovim b'tzitzis. Is it let man diyom, you don't but afka have to have wool. And wool to be chayiv in the beged shal tzitzis. Now any other material is also mechuyiv in tzitzis. If the beged is made out of shiroyim, made out of silk, well, kloch, the Asarikin is Chayovim Betzitzis. It's Tiyufta the Roven. So, Koponim, you see that Shiroyin and Kloch are two different things. That Kloch does not mean silk, because it says silk and then it says Kloch. And the Gemara of one Teretz is Tiyufta. Iboye Seymo, Shiroyi Lechud. Shiroyim Taka means the good silk. Of the Shiroyi Pandera Lechud. Even though Kloch means type of silk, even though it means maybe another type, not the bad part, a good type of silk, but still a different type of the silk. It's called the silk of Shiroi Parandin Olachud. So it's not Shver, the Brisa says, there's a beged of real silk, then there's a beged of cloth, a different type of silk. Both begodim are mechuyiv and tzitzis. But Pshah now Mishnah could be cloth is a type of the silk. Drashi Srikin, Osuyin, Min HaMesh, it's made from the silk. Harach, the soft part of the silk, has a spatzel that falls apart. Omotzi b'meshi, yeah. Chayovim b'tzitzis, Drashi, Deloi command the Yomar, Kol big day semru pishtin davke chayovim. There's a man the Yomar that says only wool or linen is mechuyiv and tzitzis, midiraisa. Inami midrabonim. Not the pshat is this price that goes according to everybody that holds that these begodim are mechuyiv midrabonim in tzitzis. Midrabonim ketoni. Miyo ha-shiroyim v'klach al mishiroyim lav hainu klach. We see that shiroyim silk is not the same thing as klach. And the Gemara Teretz says, no, they're two different types of silk. So it's not shver, they're both different, they're different types of silks. Right. V'loi v'psilas eden. Another type of a wick you can't use is psilas eden. So the Gemara achvina. Achvina, that's arovis, willows. V'yesh kimin semer ben klipel yates. Even though a willow is a type of an eitz, no vayta, between the bark and the eitz itself, there's a type of a semer, of type of wool there. So you can't use that wool to be for the wicks. Rovin v'Abaye v'Kozel v'Tiktoko d'Imdarvisa. They're walking through this place, Bikos Drash, in the valley. Chazinu lahani arvisa. They saw the willows growing there. Omele Rovin l'Abaye, hainu Eden. That's shot from Psilos Eden in our Mishnah. That's none. We learned in our Mishnah. Omele nein, hu eitz b'yamahu. That's the eights. A pshiti can't use wood for wicks. Nobody used wood for wicks. So Teretz was, he showed him, kolaf, he peeled off the bark of the willow, the ach v'lei armeniso, the bene bene, he showed him this type of wool, these fibers that were between the bark and the piece of wood. So the Mishnah means don't use those fibers, that type of wool, to use for the psila. Even that's awesome. Rashi eitz b'yamu, v'eichi lechze psila, pshit is no good for wicks. The Teretz says it's this type of fibers that's between the bark and the tree. You can't use the psilas come from the midbar. And the Gemara Shavro, Trashi Min Esav, a type of grass, Oruch, a long leaves, Vakaranoi Soyatuya. Can't use this type of a grass, this Esav, for wicks. Vulebi Reika Shapnei Hamayim. So the more Mahi, what's the Ruka Shapnei Hamayim? Ile Uchmeto de Charitzi. If you mean it's the Uchmeto, the red part of the Charitzi. So Trashi, Mokem Konus Mayim, there's a pool of water there. Godol aleihem kiminyak rusa. On top of the water grows like red growths. For the Gemara, if ruche mifrachin, these things fall apart. They're very fragile. They fall apart. Drashi ifrach mifrachin. Le moslem eva psila mina. You can't roll it up to make a wick out of it, even if you tried. So pshita, you can't use this for the psila. It's brittle. When you roll it up, it breaks up into pieces. Elo amar apopo uchmator di arva. It means on the bottom of a ship, in the water, the seaweed that grows on the bottom of the ship, that's what's also to use. You can't use the seaweed. Drashi. Ukmuto diarva, svino hamesakeves b'mokimecha b'mayim, a ship that stays in the water a long time, godo yirakruksa sovir shulem b'chutz. That grows on the bottom of a type of seaweed. You can't use that seaweed for the wicks. Tono, the Brisa says, I see for Alein, the Brisa is moisiv more than our Mishnah, shel temer, you can't use wool to be for the wicks, v'shel sar, you can't use here. So the more of a Tana didon, how come our Tana doesn't say these two psulim also? The Teretz is semer to use wool, michvas kovitz, it shrinks. So like pshita, you can't use it for wicks. Wool is no good. Trashi michvas kovitz of neor. It shrinks in front of the fire. V'yein deyla klal, and won't let any fire go through it. V'yein shel heves achezes boiv letzorach l'misnayu. You can't use wool to be a wick. It won't take the fire through. So pshita it's awesome. Weiter, Sar, what does Nawatana say you can't use here? Is a chruchi michruch. When you put a match to here, you can't use it for wick. It burns up right away. There's nothing there. A chruchi michruch means it gets burned up here. So pshita you can't use it for wick. So our Mishnah doesn't have to explain it. No, the price is moisiv more than the Mishnah. He explained it more. But now Mishnah pshita you can't use here for wicks. V'lei b'zefes. Now we're talking about what type of oils can you use for the shemen, you can't use tar. So tomorrow, zefes, that's zifta. The same thing as zifta. Zifta. That's tar, pitch. Shava, what's wax? Kirusa, that's wax. Tona, so the Bryce says, ad kam subsilus. Up until here, the Mishnah is telling you what you can't use for wicks. Mikan vielach, from now on, psul shimonim. Telling you what you can't even use for the oil. So the more pshita, avada, from now on, we're talking about oils. They're not talking about wicks. What do you have to tell me? Shava itzvachlei. A wax is the chilik. Wax is different. Mild the time I would think. Lipsiloi snami lechozi. That you can't use wax even to be for the psila, for the wicks. Kamashmala, no. If you want to use wax for be the wicks, that's kosher. You can't use wax only to be the shemen. So nafkimina is our candles. Our candles is kosher to use for Ner Shabbos because the wax is only like the psila. You're not really using the wax as a jar full of shemen and just putting a small wick inside the oil inside the wax to let the wax be drawn up. No, forget, we have a psila throughout the whole candle, and the candle is just around the wick to make the wick burn better. So it's part of the wick. So that's kosher. That's the chiddush here, that the only psul of wax is only when you're only using it like oil is being used.
that you only have a small wick on top, and you want this wick to draw up the wax, that it can't do. That's possible. But our candle does not use the mokum, the oil. It's used the mokum, the psila. It's like one long psila. We have the string going throughout the whole candle. That's kosher to use. That's the chiddush. That it's only possible our shemen, not our wicks. Therefore, our candles are kosher. It's not even good to be aus wicks. K'mashmula, no, for wicks is kosher. Drashim, it can't be a psul shmonim. Shloitin chaticha zefes or shava v'ner b'mokum shem. Shava israchlei. Lefish regilim lasses kimim psila rucha, like we have our long candles. V'ya psila tzeicha. And you have a psila going straight through the candle. K'may shana waisim. Ma'al the taimul a psila nami kosalei. K'mashmula, no. Wax is only posul for the shemen and not for the wicks. Omar Rami Baravin. Atruna psuta de zifta. Atruna, that's the bad part of the zephyrs of the pitch. Trashi psuta de zifta. Liacha shirtsa zephyrs. If you have the tar coming out, min eitz, from the tree, zav mi menu aydei or, epsulis. Then the blessed part is the worst part of it. Solol, shishemen bu itrun. That's called itrun. Smells very bad. That's also possible to use. Shava, wax, psuta de dusha. That's the psul, is the bad part of the honey that we had yesterday. I mean, beehives. You have beehives that the honey is surrounded by the wax. And after the honey comes out, then you have the wax coming.